Friday, June 3rd, 2011. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Jessica Hanna. Making headlines, African National Congress stalwart Albertina Sisulu has died at the age of 92 in her Linden, Johannesburg home, SABC News reported yesterday. African National Congress spokesperson Brian Sokutu told the Associated Press that Sisulu dedicated all her life to the ANC, the defeat of apartheid, and the ushering in of a constitutional democracy in South Africa. She celebrated her birthday in October last year. Her husband, Walter Sisulu, a former ANC president, died in 2003 at the age of 90. The World Trade Organization reported that the value of world merchandise trade for the first quarter of 2011 was up 22% when compared with the first quarter of 2010. The WTO showed that trade values for the first quarter of 2011 were reaching highs last seen in the second quarter of 2008, just prior to the global economic crisis. Commodity prices were shown to have increased significantly quarter on quarter and even more so year on year. The organization noted that the value of trade was not to be confused with the volumes of trade, which the organization expected to increase by a more modest 6.5% in 2011. Business Unity South Africa has denied it is under pressure from Black Management Forum President Jimmy Manye to appoint a CEO recommended by him, says a management committee member. Finance Committee Chairman Kas Kuvadia told a media briefing in Johannesburg that the process of appointing a new CEO was unanimously endorsed by the Management Committee and Council on Tuesday and that there is no pressure on the organization. Bild reported on Thursday that Manye, who was also the government's chief spokesperson, gatecrashed Busa's meeting on Tuesday and instructed it to appoint a BMF candidate as its new CEO. Kuvadia confirmed that Manye made a representation at the meeting. Also making headlines, the Libyan government said that it will send a representative to the next OPEC meeting to replace the top oil official who defected, saying that he had lost faith in the rule of Colonel Muammar Gaddafi. And should South Africa move ahead with the implementation of a carbon tax, the revenue generated would not necessarily be set aside specifically for environmental projects, stressed National Treasury Environmental and Fuel Taxes Director Sharlin Hemraj. That's a roundup of news making headlines today.
For free access to legislation, speeches and crucial policy documents, visit polity.org.za, Creamer Media's news and information website. polity.org.za, deepening democracy through access to information. Visit polity.org.za today.